I'm Maureen McKinney. Coming up, you'll hear me interview reporter Kevin McDermott for this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth piece.
The piece opens by describing a tweet that went out in February from President Trump, in which he declared the media the enemy of the American people. That was his exact wording. Obviously, throughout history, and even in modern times, media have had tense and often confrontational relationships with presidents, but this was something new. And, you know, as we pointed out in the piece, that is literally the wording that modern dictators have used when they're trying to shut down the press, vilify the press, and vilify others. This was a line that seemed like a very new thing, but one of the things that, you know, I got into in reporting and from my own experience and from talking to other people was that this was really just a more extreme version of something that's been developing really for years, ever since the social media revolution started, both in national and state level politics.
Playing devil's advocate, why should the president or the governor, for that matter, be expected to answer questions from the media?
Because we're the only ones who really, in a logistical and logical sense, can ask them. If you're an average citizen who's sitting out there listening to the news and wondering, well, I'm not clear on whether this person's going to raise my taxes, or I'm concerned about where this person's money came from. He seems vague about that, or I want this policy explained to me. That normal person is not going to be able to go to a press conference. He might be able to call the governor's office. You know, you know what kind of labyrinth you're wading into when you call a public office of a public official in a crowded modern setting. So even just from a logistical standpoint, you know, one of the jobs of the media is to act as a proxy for the public. Say, okay, you know, you can't realistically follow this guy around and watch what he does and demand answers and challenge his decisions, but we can do that on your behalf, and then we can come back and report to you what he says and what he's doing. And this is the way it's worked pretty well, you know, for more than two centuries. What has changed with social media is that the politicians can step right around those reporters. They don't need us anymore to talk to the public. They can do it directly through Twitter, through, you know, YouTube, through Facebook. And as a result, there is no vetting when they do that. When the president tweets out not just threats against the press, but also, you know, just blatantly false accusations like he did, you know, recently regarding former President Obama and the wiretapping stuff, it's something that nobody's there to say to the person receiving, hey, wait a minute, your elected official is not being honest with you here. And that's the danger. They really don't need reporters anymore to talk to the public. They know this, and as a result, they're becoming increasingly bold about, you know, sidestepping that vetting and saying whatever they want to the public, whether it's, in the case of President Trump, a lot of things that are crassly dishonest, or in the case of, you know, more commonly in the case of, you know, some of the governors that we talk about, just not saying much at all, more of a lack of information than misinformation.
When you were a reporter in Illinois, did you find that some governors were more cooperative than others? And how does Governor Rauner compare in his level of accessibility?
Oh, yeah. The level of openness has always been, you know, has always shifted with the person. Now, I have not been covering Governor Rauner directly. With him, I'm going by what other reporters are telling me. But it sounds as if he is more or less the continuation of a trend that I saw that started right around Governor Ryan and continued through Governor Blagojevich, and I covered part of Governor Quinn's term. You know, these were distinct from, for example, Governor Thompson. And I covered the tail end of his term, and he was, you know, I'm not going to say he loved the press, but he was open, he was accessible, and, you know, if you needed a question answered, he was going to answer it because he needed us. He needed us to, yeah, us being the reporters, he needed us to, you know, get his message out to the public. So there was kind of a working relationship there, even if a somewhat adversarial one. With the advent of Ryan and Blagojevich both, things were a little skewed there because, as you know, both of them ended up with legal problems and ultimately both of them went to federal prison as a result of things that happened during their terms. And that throws a whole new dynamic into the relationship with the media. Both of them became, I think paranoid is the only word. I mean, they just really slammed things shut.
The governor in Illinois is businessman first and politician second until recently. Do you think having a business background might play into his level of accessibility?
Yeah, I really do. This is something that we note in the article. We actually looked at three officials, Governor Rauner, Governor Eric Greitens of Missouri, and then, of course, President Trump. In all three cases, you had people who were from the private sector who had never run for anything before and came into office. So in addition to this new dynamic that we have today with, you know, this balance of power between reporters and politicians being thrown off, you add to that, you know, three folks who didn't really necessarily understand or agree with how it worked before anyway. Governor Rauner is a good example because he's just kind of the classic CEO. I mean, this is a guy who's always been, you know, a high-powered businessman. Reporters, and any business reporter can tell you this, they generally have had a lot less access than reporters who cover politicians. Business people have, you know, more legal right to close their meetings. They don't have to let reporters in. They don't have to answer reporters' questions for the most part. And that's the environment that Governor Rauner came from. He really does have a CEO's mentality about the media, which is sort of like, you know, as you say in the piece, you know, stop him at the border and door. I will say to his credit, what we haven't really seen from him is this really, really kind of disturbing and frankly infuriating trend that we're seeing from Trump and to a smaller extent from Governor Greitens in Missouri, where they literally vilify the press on an individual basis as a means of creating a foil, saying, okay, I want to make you the enemy. And, you know, they try and whip up sentiment out in the public that the press is the enemy, which is really ironic because this is the fox telling the chickens, hey, stick with me, I'll protect you. And again, in fairness, I don't think it's worse. The impression I'm getting is it's not worse than the last few governors, but it certainly isn't better.
I'm Maureen McKinney. For more information, go to IllinoisIssues.org.